Hey, Squeaker.
Skeeter.
Is your Aunt Jeanette here?
Nah.
But I telephoned from the airport. She said
she went out, dude. She didn't want to see you. Here's your things.
What did she say?
Manifestly, her flat-on verbiage. She said, tell that asshole to collect his things and I never want to see him again.
Oh, yeah?
Here's your stuff. She called them your stupid starchy shirts. A point of veracity.
Did she now? Jeanette? Jeanette, are you in there? Jeanette?
Don't push, Paul, dude. I step aside for your corporateness. Take a long look. I wager it's your last. See? My Aunt Jeanette went out. She didn't want to see you.
What did you call me?
Corporate.
Why?
Because that's what you are. It's like you had some shares in Aunt Jeanette and you sold them out because your shares in your wife went up, and then the shares in your wife went down, and you're attempting to buy back my Aunt Jeanette. Well, you hurt her fine femaleness. It don't work like that.
You obviously understand nothing about business, Squeak, Skeet.
My friends call me Skeeter, but you can call me Ezekiel, Mr. Folsom. Tune your ear. I don't want to understand about business. I understand that corporate mentalities such as your own take and waste precious resources. Sorceresses, in the case of my fine witchy Aunt Jeanette, whom you have so perilously squandered.
I do not have to stand here and have a scruffy kid like you bawl me out about a complicated relationship between
rated. Don't stand there then, dude. Take your shirts and shift off.
It's the seaweed pagoda takeout bag. All the meals that we ordered up, she loved that macrobiotic crap. Gah, gah, gah.
Can I help you, dude? Paul? You're all corporate and aged. I didn't expect you'd wax tearful. Are you having a sequel to your heart attack?
No, you don't understand. I love your aunt immensely. I only went back to Polly because I don't know what I thought. Two wrongs don't make a right. But after my heart attack, I wanted to mend my ways. Oh, I betrayed everyone. I betrayed my children, my wife, your aunt. I've even betrayed old Axnell Corporation. I'm not even an Axnell man anymore.
Paul, dude, here's a rag for your eyes. Don't worry about it, dude. Tune your ear. That corporate shit is salaciously hoaxes from the outset, you know? You're doing well to wash your hands from that lavish blood market.
Well, you're evidently another extremist like your Aunt Jeanette, whom I care for immensely. Immensely, Ezekiel. Skeeter. I thought you didn't.
I changed my. Never mind. That rag that you're wiping your eyes with, that was gifted on me. Yeah, some Lakota Indians gave me that rag on my hitch east. Girl in Wisconsin slapped some saline on it, too. No problem shedding copious tears in my presence, Paul. I'm a noxious weeper myself.
Thanks.
None needed.
Thanks anyway, young man. I apologize for calling you scruffy earlier. It's just that hat.
Yep, well, it's a mood hat. Changes colors with your moods.
It changed colors just now.
Whatever.
Well, I feel better.
Why?
Well, why not?
Well, you left my aunt for your wife, Polly, who it now appears has reciprocated. She's offloading your critterous corpus. N'est-ce-pas?
She's having an affair with a black garbage disposal contractor.
Well, what twinges you? The black skin? The choice of livelihoods? Or the fact he's probably doing your wife better than you ever did.
What?
Well, which?
All three.
Veritable?
Yes.
Aunt Jeanette is right. You are a pathetic hypocrite.
She said that?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll go now. Here's your handkerchief. Glad to finally have a man-to-man with you, Skeeter.
Answer me one rapid query on the man side of the slope. You seem like you tangle with an abundance of females in your corporate line of life.
No, not really, not so much as you.
Well, I too am stricken with love for two. Clove and Sable are their fair and respective names, and they are the best of friends. Inseparable almost, and like that. That's how I became intimate, you know, during brief bouts of separation. I came here, in fact, to beseech my Aunt Jeanette to work her sacred crystalline powers to
put some kind of hocus-pocus on them so that you could be with both.
You surmise it forthrightly, but no such fortune.
You want my advice?
Well, not really, but my old man serves in Marion Federal Prison on a marijuana smuggle, and my Ma Linda and Aunt Jeanette are not well disposed to my cause.
Sorry to hear that. Well, I'd say be honest. You're lucky you met them both at the same time. I met Polly and Jeanette 20 years apart. That's why I'm so confused.
Well, I am being honest.
Well, where are these girls?
California.
What are you doing in New York City? You want my advice? Here it is. You're running away. Stop that. Run toward them, not away. Goodbye, Skeeter.
Bye, Paul.
Bye.
Reuben, can you please pull over? There's a shoulder up ahead, see, under the Spanish moss. Just please, I need to think and be still before we go any further.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, look, there's a stream. I wonder if there are any fish in it. You know what my daughter Sheila, she'd probably say, well, you know, Mom, those fish are poison. The state of Virginia imports industrial waste. That's how she goes on. But I can't see. Maybe out on the West Coast where she lives, or San Diego where we're going, the fish are polluted. But here, everything seems the same. The South is like that. And growing up in Georgia seems the same as now here in Virginia. Of course, when I moved up here, I thought Virginia was full of Yankees. Oh, I'm sorry, Reuben. You don't need to hear that kind of talk.
What kind of talk?
Oh, well, you know, Yankee, Confederate, and old-timey talk.
You know what's old-timey, Polly Ann?
Hmm?
I can't take no more being a black man first and being Reuben Scott Clay second.
I don't understand. Why blackberry pie?
That's just it. Why'd I have to be your blackberry pie? I'd just as soon be your strawberry cheesecake. Or you the berries, and I'm the cheese. Don't you understand, Polly Ann?
No.
It don't matter which is which. Which is the flavor and which is the sweet. It matters it tastes good. It goes down deliciously. It matters that we like it. Polly and Reuben, not black man and white woman. I don't want to be your black man. I want to be your man. Talk to me about your husband if you can't help yourself. But speak as yourself. Don't expect me to do otherwise. I'm me. Don't you see that? These are my hands that touch you. My eyes that look at you. This is my ear hearing you.
But your skin, darling, is different than mine.
So is all skin. Your husband's skin. My ex-wife's skin. Skin is what keeps us in. Skin is what we share.
I see. I do see, Reuben. And I love you.
But
every mile that we go down this road away from my house, I feel like...
Yes, I'm listening.
I can't go on.
Go on.
I can't go on. I feel like we should turn back down the road and not go to San Diego. I get so sad, Reuben. I get so sad. It all seems like such a waste. Oh, that's funny, isn't it? That's how I met you. You were installing a waste disposal system in my home so I could keep it extra clean, clean, clean. Well, you know, maybe that big old practical joker up there in his Holiday Inn in the Sky thought that would be a real blessed hoot of a way to tell Polly the Parrot something when he had me fall for a man who did that. You know how you tease me because I love the sound, you know, zing, zing, zwee. I love it because it's the sound of bad, messy things getting ground up and sucked away. Except now I see that my life has just been made up of those leftover parts. Now my marriage is over. 35 years of it. Do you know how long that is? It may have been a bad marriage, but do you know how many TV nights that was? How many teeth hid under pillows? How many messy meals? How many fights in the garage where the children couldn't hear? How many... No, just days, sitting and looking at the long grass grow so we could mow it back down to just 2 inches above the soil. Flat, spread, clipped, green. I used to love that smell of freshly cut grass. Now it makes my stomach hurt. I want back all my leftovers. I want back all my mown grass. I love you, Reuben. I think I do. But I can't push one more part of myself down anybody's waste disposal system. Hee-hee! Oh, sweet Jesus, tell me I'm wrong because I'm tired and confused and even love can't make me go on.
I'm sorry to hear that, Pollyann. I guess I'll just be turning us back. Taking you home.
Oh, Reuben, why don't you argue with me?
It's a waste of time, Polly. It's a waste of time.
Hi, Mr. Nugent. Could you put table on the telephone, please? Yeah, this is Clove. No, I'm not back in Santa Cruz. Yeah, my parents know where I am now. I just called them. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Nugent. May I please speak with your largest offspring, a Sable, please? Gracias. Sabe? Hi. Yeah, it's me, Clove. Yeah, I'm fine. Listen, are you all excessively begrudged at me? Because I totally understand if you are. I'm so relieved. No, I'm calling from Noyo. That's all, like, Humboldt County, Mendocino regionality. Yeah. No, your Buddhistic dad was just agging me to excess. He was all, you panicked everyone in Cruz. You made poor Sable drive alone on flooded out highways. Your karma is really heavy, lady. I loathe the excess when your dad calls me lady. I'm sorry, girl dude. Have they been chanting all incessant-like since this happened? Or are they twitting you out? God. Just solidify, all right? You're still my fairest and foulest of friends. Dude, I wish you had run with me. Although you were right about those 30-somethings and their hectic houseboat, the Lemon Lady. Now I'm on this fishing spec. Yeah, I'm calling from the cellular phone. I don't know, it's somewhat rare, but all the crafts thus wise have had cellular phones. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. Never mind, forget it. It's too tall.
Yeah, now I know this fishy's back with this full-on rager. He's old like our parents, but he's raging. James Scoop Shannon is his name. He talks like this. Roll us a pair of drum tobaccos, Clover, and let's fry this fog clean. You don't think it's raging? Oh, I guess you had to be here. I wish you were. I felt so gray, blue, and pellucid and careened when I said farewell to you that dawn after we raved all night at the Frisco rave and you were dancing into the day through the spray and I was all randomly spewing out words. Yeah, wasn't I rarely tweaked? Right on. I wish you had come, although you were totally relieved you didn't have to tolerate Kerwood and Zelia and their treacherous torpor. Well, they followed their word as far as taking me to Bodega Bay, but from there they listed and lulled, and their conversations were all nullish and void. I'll stay the summer with us, you lovely girl, and I'll have some more feed dish lemonade, we made it ourselves, and I'll just forget your dreams and take ours instead, just relax and mellow out. And I was all dazed, but I knew there was something hoaxish up, so tune your ear. I poured my glasses of lemonade in the bay, and I waited for them to wax slumberous in the evening fog, and then I jumped aground. Well, they tried to catch me, but the fog was most thick. And then I skulked up the coast, and I hitched a motorboat ride from these hectic tourist dudes named Aaron and Ethan. They were, like, all fully attired in Gore-Tex sportswear. Realistically. I know. And then I walked and walked for 3 days, and I was getting really hungry and eating ice plants until Jimmy just found me on the cliffs. Standing there, wantonly babbling, as I do, and he was all, what the cosmic fuck are you doing here? And then he salvaged me and took me aboard his fishing smack, the Margarita Mama. Yeah, he's real rad. He never does any fishing, but he spends a lot of time listening to the Coast Guard on the radar. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. It's too dull. Forget it. Never mind. So I told him the whole story of Kobe the Friendly Ghost and my hauntings and following the Brussels sprout routes north, and he's all, that's essential, man. You've got ambition. That's abso-fucking-lutely essential. Like that. Oh, he rages on. It's so humorous. And you know what? It turns out he knew my parents. Yeah, you know those limpid 1970s cocaine camping trips they went on before I was born? Well, he went on them with them. Yeah, he sold them the cocaine, and he went camping with them. Yeah, well, at first he was telling me all these stories. He was all, this one balled that one, and this cat balled all the chicks, and it was here a ball, ball, there a titty, titty. And then he went all silent when he found out it was my mom. Oh, yeah, he told me not to tell them. Yeah, but he talked me into calling my parents. Well, at first they were all agged and panic-stricken, but then they got all nostalgic for their days as flower children and wished me luck on my hero's vision quest and like that. Ah, well, plus also I told them that I would take my GED and go to junior college in the summer, and that serenified them. No, I wasn't being mendacious. Hey, why don't you drop out too and we can do it together? Just kidding, it doesn't matter, never mind, forget it. Sable, are you serenified yet? Well, I mean, are you getting all Tom Hanks? Well, how's dudes? Did we get any more cyber love bulletins from that dude Skeeter? You did? Rad, what did you say? Rad? Rad? You said that? That's not real. I didn't abandon you. I asked you to come with me. Table, girl, dude, cheer up. If Skeeter comes to Santa Cruz, then you can encroach on him all unimpeded by me, you hedonistic harpy. You should be glad.
Kid, get off the cellular. Coast Guard's in the radius. Gotta spread the mackerel nets and look fishy.
Aye, aye, Captain Scoops. Sable, I have to go. I do too. Be serene. Talk to you later. Okay, bye. Are you waiting for the cash machine?
Nah. Go ahead. I'm just loitering here to meet someone for reconnoitering purposes.
But what did you say? Are you next?
Nah. Go ahead.
You got the hair tie. Cloth, many colors.
You're referring to...
Head cloth, a millinery. The lid on you.
Oh, you mean the hat. Yep. It's called a mood hat. You're a dude south of Houston Street gifted it on me. It changes colors with your moods. What waxes you ticklish?
He's crazy. He's crazy. Can't you smell him? He's mentally ill. He camps here. It's disgusting. I don't think you should talk to him. You're not from New York. Don't talk to him.
No lid on that one. But you, sir, are cut from different cloths. You are a connoisseur. You run the Empire Museum, no less. In fact, say, Ray. Allow me to show you some short, brief sketches. Script it. Oh, did I say script it? I meant thick it. A pencil cloud buried in the bush that tried to give me ink. No, ink is a stain. It banishes the changing forevertude of the drawing state. You know, don't you?
I think I take your meaning in part.
Hey, Picasso! You gotta move up! Get out of here! What is this garbage? You're making a friggin' mess again! You stink! Scoundrels! Nothing but scoundrels! Look at the clock! Tick-tock's it not! Business is in its stroke, say, Ray?
Graciously, Luna, dude.
Who are you? His brother?
But if you look over your head, that sign says that this place is open during business hours to the public, and this dude's a member of that pop, is he not?
Get out of the way before I arrest you, you faggot piece of shit, punk rock!
Rave! I rave!
Let's cuff him!
This looks like one of the guys that was in here last week, scattering deposit slips all over the floors and screaming. What were they screaming?
Save the Pueblos of Chiapas!
Chiapas, you mean?
See, he admits it! Nah, I wasn't here! Unhand me, scofflies! You're waxing overzealous and you're curtailment of civilities! I wasn't here, but now that you mention it, I do recollect something about the president of Chase Manhattan calling Mexico and urging him to unloose soldiers on some Indian-type citizens.
Soldier boys are stiff-stomping up through the third eye. Jesus Christ, the explosion is coming to their vaulted place.
You too, Picasso.
Ah!
Ah! Ah! Ah!
Jeanette!
Paul, what are you doing here? Did you come for a seminar at the Epiphany Institute?
Jeanette, don't be sarcastic. I came here because I knew you were probably teaching one of your seminars. Can we talk?
No, I'm in a hurry. I've got half an hour to meet Skeeter at Chase Manhattan Bank and give him the money to buy our plane tickets to Portland. Excuse me. Well, you bumped into me first, lady.
Skeeter, your nephew. I met him at the apartment when I came there to try to explain to you. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I didn't mean to bump into you.
I'm tired of explanations, Paul. I told Skeeter to tell you that I never wanted to see you again. Why are you still here in New York? Why aren't you back in Virginia?
Because Polly, my wife, she's left me. She's having an affair.
Good for her. First impressive thing she's ever done that I've heard of. Send her my compliments and go back to Virginia and rot. When is this light ever going to change?
But Jeannie, it's you I love.
Oh, stop calling me that. I'm Jeanette. I'm not your Jeannie. I don't live in a bottle, and I don't exist to grant her every wish. In fact, tell me your heart's desire, and I'll make sure to use all my crystal powers to make sure you get the fucking opposite.
Don't hate all men on my account.
Oh, don't flatter yourself. There was a long line of bastards before you, starting with my father. You don't even know about that, do you?
Over to the side. I said you will fly. See how I move you like there is no other guy. Over on the takeout, got to give me stupid maker. No blemishes, no falsities, promise this is no faker.
Whoopsie, whoopsie, yo, girly girl, I am your Romeo. I'm fat like that, like tit for tat, and that you already know. Over to the scat. You look like a pussycat that I want to pat and pat. I don't give me that.
Excuse me, we're trying to pass you here.
Why do the kids these days walk so slowly?
I don't know, I have no idea.
Anyway, as I was saying to you, Paul, if you want to know the real truth, the first man to betray me was my father.
Jeannie, look.
When I was a little girl, he came back from the Korean War, a sick man, and he pushed my mother down an ice hole, and then he put a gun in his mouth. My mama was part Eskimo. You didn't know that, Paul, did you? How do you like your little Eskimo pie?
Jeannie, look.
All these years, I wondered if my mother was still there, frozen under all that ice. And then I realized she was. I kept her frozen, intact, inside of me.
Jeanette.
Until you came along and you said, Jeannie, I want to know you this time. I want to love you. And I believed you. I thawed out. I warmed up. I made myself available in the warmth of loving you, of trusting you, of loving you. God damn it, you shit, a curse on you.
Jeannie, that man, that cab driver's been honking at us for 5 minutes.
Hey, remember me? I picked you up with your horny nephew who tried to make incest with you in the cab.
What? Skeeter tried, and I'm getting fond of the boy.
We were going to go on a date. Remember? Roman Polanski. How about the new one? Death and the Maiden.
Oh, no, thank you. I don't think I can handle Ben Kingsley as a South American fascist these days. I'll look you up when there's a revival of Repulsion.
Right, well, I'm in the book. Anatole Komalski.
Right.
Who the hell was that?
Anatole Komalski.
No, but what was that about Roman Polanski? Have you dated him?
Oh, of course not. I'm too old for Roman Polanski. I've got pubic hair, remember?
No, I meant the cab driver.
Oh, no, of course not, Paul. Oh, why am I trying to reassure you, Paul, you infidel at a scumbag? Excuse me, Paul? Paul Folsom?
Huh?
Chip Fisher, Farson, Levy, and Axtyler? I met you at the New Cycles of the Next Millennium Conference. You were awesome. Is she all right? Ted Ryan says that you resigned from the Axel board.
Oh, yeah. Ted Ryan. Oh, yeah, send young Ted Ryan my regards, Kit. Yeah. I gotta go. Tell him I've become an anarchist.
Excuse me?
Just kidding, Kit. I gotta go. I'm having the most important, horrible conversation of my life.
Well, Kay, nice to see you.
Jeanette! Wait up, I've never seen that kid before in my life.
Oh, come on, Paul. She said she knew you.
From a conference. I mean, that's like one of your seminars. For instance, what were you teaching today?
Cornucopia of Chakra Light Workshop. Why?
What? That sounds like a lot of malarkey.
Well, you ask. Don't ask.
Well, but okay. For instance, do you remember the name and the face of every student who came?
Yes, because only 3 people signed up. I'm broke. Now go away. We're almost at the bank, and I don't want to have a scene with Skeeter.
But we've been having a scene in front of half of New York City.
That doesn't make any difference. They're just extras. Skeeter is a main character. Now go away.
But Jeannie, it's you I love. What do you want from me? I'll stop making donations to the GOP. I'll burn incense to a goddess of your choice. I'll buy one of Skeeter's mood hats.
No, Paul. It's too late. You let me down too many times. It's over.
Oh, okay, Jeanette. I hope you don't hate all men on my account. You deserve the best.
I don't hate men, Paul. Hatred requires energy. I relinquish men.
That's worse.
I know.
Well, goodbye, Jeanette. I'm glad I got to see you at least one last time.
Goodbye, Paul Folsom.
Wait!
No!
No, I mean, wait, isn't that Skeeter those cops are dragging through the bank lobby?
Where?
Excuse me, what's going on here? Who are you? I'm Paul Folsom, retired CEO of Axno Corp. Until recently, I sat on board of Chase Manhattan, and I'd like to know what you're doing with my grandson.
That's right. Long comes a corporate dude, and post-haste, I'm reprieved of your hoaxish accusations.
Do you know that you're murdering your innocent baby? We can offer you free counseling.
Take my arm, dear, and ignore them.
Thank you. Look at you. You should be ashamed of yourself, an old grandmother, and you're leading this woman into a baby murdering factory. I hope you're proud, old grandma.
I am. Quite proud, actually. And I'll have you know that I'm not anyone's mother or grandmother. I had 2 illegal abortions for that.
Oh, I'm Lydia.
Hello, Lydia. I'm Violet. This is my poodle, Balzac. Once we're past these hooligans, it's a piece of cake. Just get in the doors and up the elevator to the clinic. Well, there's one of the doctors now. We'll just nip in with him.
Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek out your decrees.
Well, I've always preferred a stiff drink and a proper meal to salvation anyway. Thanks all the same.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy on us. For we have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the arrogant.
What's the matter?
I'm Catholic.
Oh, Lydia, dear, I'm dreadfully sorry. This will all be over very soon.
Balzac, don't attack the man. Be a pacifist, poodle.
We must obey God rather than men.
Balzac, stop that. We must suffer fools gladly. Christ, he's got a gun. Doctor, watch out.
Is everyone all right? Get down on the ground, buddy. You're under arrest for murder.
The
doctor's all right.
That poodle saved his life.
Everybody, please, get out of the way. Balzac's been shot. Please, help.
The bleach goes here. The mopping glow goes here. The Pine-Sol goes here. The lemon pledge goes here. The Tide goes here. The Arm & Hammer, the Brillo pads, the Drano, the rose-scented deodorizers, the soap bars. There, there, there. And let's not forget the broom, the mop, the dust mop, the sponges. There it is, all of it. Is that clean enough for you? Is that clean enough, you big old empty house? Is that enough? Can I make a mess in you? Is 35 years of cleaning you enough, you big old, dumb old, empty old house? What am I doing here in the kitchen? Reuben? It's Polly. I think I'm having a nightmare. I think my house is trying to eat me. I don't want to go to San Diego with you, but can you come over? Thank you, Reuben. Thank you.